America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, it's all absolutely got a raw deal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Nice try. Nobody caught it.
I caught something.
We'll see.
By the way,
did
I am
break the
not
mic
above.
Today or was that yesterday?
I'm sorry?
When you broke the mic. Was that yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
Okay. No, I can't remember.
Because
that mic got broken and it actually broke on my watch, but I knew that it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
It was either you or Joe.
No, what? I don't. Wow.
I don't know. Whoever manhandles
it. Tim's coming in snitching. No. I didn't break it because Tim's my guy. I mean, TJ, come in. I need it, you know.
Technically, it's not this breaks.
Well, they swap you out.
This gets swapped out.
You lead the league in.
Yeah.
You're about
nine swap outs. Yeah. Sometimes you got to swap out and show people.
Yeah, that's a four.
Hey, can you believe these Padres acting the fool like they are, Willard? I mean, some class like the Dodgers?
This is not fair. You're
cherry picking.
No, you're sitting there. You're sitting in the corner saying nothing, listening to other people talk about a subject, and then deciding in that moment to come on the air
and
try to trigger them.
But this is a new level of cockiness and swag, right? The Padres?
Peacockiness.
I mean, you know. As far as the Dodgers are concerned, takes one to know one.
Oh!
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I just like, if you want to call the Padres cocky and an irritant.
I love it.
I don't think that that's an erroneous take.
They more cocky than the Dodgers.
The problem is who's calling them that? That's the problem.
Who?
The Dodgers.
It's a classic pot kettle situation.
I tweeted that. You saw me on Twitter.
I think the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So do you think the Dodgers are right in this instance?
Not only are the Dodgers the Dodgers, the funniest thing is that they stuck Max Muncy out there to be the one who said it.
Max Muncy. Did you believe
it?
It
was nasty work.
I have many bingo cards, and none of them. They're lifetime bingo cards. None of them ever had Max Muncy, the go get it out of the ocean guy, having a press conference to whine that other people are bugging him with their behavior.
Coming up Friday, what's bugging you?
Act like you've been there before.
Yeah. Wow.
Like little babies, like
they were doing the Richard Simmons thing when they got singles during the regular season.
They shake their ass more than Shakira,
dude.
Watch
the Padres
yourself,
are killing them, man. And
show me what you're working with.
And you've got Dave Roberts saying that. Well, the other team, they like to play the villain role. I'm sorry, didn't you spend $700 million on a player, but you're only spending $5 this year?
Deferred.
Do you not know that you've been the villain for a decade?
Yeah. Otani's the most loved player in baseball.
Not Otani, the Dodgers.
And I'm getting tired of
the Dodgers,
right, man.
They're owned by the Guggenheim Group. Yeah. You're going to call someone else the villain? What?
Well, that's when you're hurt. Like, and you're embarrassed. Man. They're beating them at their own game.
And they lost Ipe, the translator.
Yeah.
It's a big blow.
It's hilarious.
So can I assume I'm for the Padres?
And I'll take a playoff.
It's poor leadership. And that's why his players are...
I like the Guggenheim ownership.
No, I'm talking about Dave. His players...
He's a former Giant, I believe.
Indeed he is.
Former Giant.
How do you, what's the word, rationalize that?
What do you mean?
You said he's not doing a very good job, but he's a former Giant.
He's a forever Giant.
Forever.
Well, I think he's on the brick wall. I'm supposed to like Aubrey Huff, too? Just because you wore the uniform, honey, to like you?
A.J. Pierzynski.
What are we talking about?
We're trying to talk about getting under your skin.
Dave Roberts is a super nice guy. Like, I don't dislike Dave the guy.
But he can't manage a big game. He's not on my list anymore.
That's terrible leadership.
They lose tonight.
You're enabling your players in the middle of a series to basically say it's okay to let the other team get under your skin.
They're like spoiled brats.
Maybe it's his way to motivate.
Well, we'll find out.
Well, to my Kyle Shanahan.
Not everybody flips a spread, Goo.
Oh, Hal McRae.
Yeah.
Earlier, random, and we'll get back to it. I said Kyle's looking a bit haggard. Not that I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, and he got the Obama thing going on. Like, he's wearing what his team is, how they're playing. Somebody said, 415, good call, Goo. My wife thinks Kyle's handsome. She said the same thing.
All I can tell you is I walked into the office yesterday during Kyle Shanahan's presser, and I cruised down the hall, and I walk up behind Lucas and Grandy because they're grinding on it and cutting it up. And
Lucas, Willa, come on.
Lucas just looks at Kyle and he goes, oof.
Dude, I just said, Lucas, he's wearing it.
Lucas goes, he looks horrible.
Cut the mullet or something.
Well, let me just say this.
It's hot out there, but I'm watching like damn.
Kansas City is undefeated, so Andy Reid is cherubic and astute. If they're 1-4, he's fat and dumb.
Wow. Wow.
And that's the way that goes. So, Kyle, they're 2-3. And he looks shabby and disheveled. But if they're 5-0, it's like, oh, look at Kyle. Kyle's in his bag. And you know, Kyle's he's the molded genius. No, and the rest of it. What are we doing?
Y'all ever had a pet that turns 15 years old and they stop? Like cleaning their fur, and it starts going in different directions.
Shout out Winston across the street, and is like, don't walk up behind him because he's 15, and Winston is, he's a little bit long in the tooth, and he isn't getting groomed like he used to. He's doing a lot of things,
and I love Winston. Y'all know I love the man. You know that I rent his guest room. You know this about Kyle Shanahan. But even I can look at him and be dude, you look like a 15-year-old cat. You got hair coming out the back of the hat.
That might be it. No doubt.
In all directions.
Yeah,
you seem to have lost your razor. Like the look on your face.
Yeah.
You're looking at every.
I just called it like I see him.
Every
man.
Reporter looks like they've got the last name Cone. You look like you hate all of them, even the ones you don't hate. You look like you hate all of them.
And instead of coughing up hairballs. Yeah. He's coughing up fourth quarter leads. What's that?
That's a one.
That's a one.
Yeah, I'm a transition on that too.
That's genius.
It's a three.
I ain't coming for you.
It's not a five. You can see it coming.
I'll take a three, but I'm playing off your cat analogy.
Yeah. Did you guys hear Orlovsky this morning? Did you hear what's going on there?
No.
What can you play the sound for him?
No, it's too much.
Dan Orlovsky?
Yeah, and Shannon Sharp.
Orlovsky.
Yeah. Orlovsky. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I know, that's what you're saying.
No, is this
have it. Where he wouldn't criticize Aaron Rodgers' current play.
Oh, that wasn't today.
No, Shannon. Yeah, we talked about
Shannon
it today.
Shannon said he wanted to hold his relationship with Aaron.
No doubt about it.
Yes, I heard that.
And it hurt me because I like Dan's work, but I'm a guy that won a contest. If I'm incorrect, none of you have went to the pros, but the medium and what's the beautiful thing about what we do is, regardless of what you do, it's the eye test. You share with what you're seeing, right? You react to it. I don't think Dan or anybody else has to be a Hall of Famer to criticize a Hall of Famer.
Of course not.
And that's what hurt me from Dan. And I like Dan's work. Like, you are part of the 1%. You made the league. But to say because he's a future Hall of Famer, you don't want to... Like, that hurt me from... Like, Dan, let it go. You could be a painter. You could be a doctor and have a thought on somebody's... The performance.
Give me the background, though. Was this about his football or about the idea of firing Saleh?
No, about the Aaron Rodgers play about being his poor. Football. So Shannon said it stinks. And when it was Dak and Kirk Cousins, Orlovsky will say he stinks. But Dan told the world, and they're coming for him, I was a backup quarterback. He was a Hall of Famer. I just can't see myself going on.
That's a weird thing.
I think you're cheating what you do.
I think he just didn't want to say he stinks. I think he said, you know, I can't make excuses for that first turnover. It was a bad throw. I think
But I was a backup quarterback. Well, then you can't criticize any of the starters.
No.
Like, why would you? If you don't want to criticize Aaron and you like his play, great, be you. But if your reasoning is, oh, who am I? I was a backup quarterback.
That hurt me him.
Why are you talking about everybody else then?
Tim Kawakami, Ray Rattles of the world wouldn't even exist. They didn't make the pro. Come on now. 90% of the people that talk about sports didn't play.
But I don't think Orlovsky's style is to say that.
See, and
to talk about guys like that.
But he's done that to Dak and the rest of the quarterbacks.
Did you come up with any of the sound that I asked you for?
How could I do that and I'm doing a show?
Well, you can do it at the break.
Not really.
It's a guru slash
Willard, yes, you can.
Yes,
Okay, Matt, tell us how we cut sound here at 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. Yeah, mouth.
I say to Evan, hey, did you see this? Cut it.
Well, Evan.
Well, that's not doing it. That's just directing someone else to do it.
But you get the gist of it. Anyway. Yeah, you can criticize him just because you were a backup quarterback? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, of course you can.
Thank you.
You don't even have to be a backup quarterback. I just don't understand why he used that reasoning.
And that's why they're coming for him. And
why would you?
He thinks so highly of a guy that you feel like he's off limits for you to compete?
Think about the presidency right now. If you wanted to criticize Biden, you would have to either be tremendous your boy Obama or 100-year-old Jimmy Carter, or who else am I missing who's been president who could actually criticize the president in that same thing?
Was that video of Carter real?
Jimmy Carter?
Probably.
No. Dude, he's a bill. He's a buck. He is. I didn't see the video, but he is.
I'm not laughing.
That was the most uncomfortable thing I have ever seen in my life.
And I guess the other one would be George W. Bush, would be the other living president who could critique a president based on this analogy.
Was it more uncomfortable than the Niners in the red zone?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So tell them what you said. We got in a war about.
Good transition.
I want you to stand by.
War?
Yes.
Don't look at him like that. That's what the crossover is.
He goes, Guru, who's scared?
I'll do it.
Bring up
I can't wait for this. And the people are asking.
Bring up whatever you find.
Let's start the
Dibs and I'll referee.
Here we go.
Because one of the things that makes a show really click is when it all ties together. And I said, okay, well, we're talking about Orlovsky's afraid to criticize Aaron Rodgers. You know, this 49er team is 2-3. They got a lot of problems. So what Niner do you think has escaped criticism?
Here we go.
Like, you know, what's the Niner?
Who's skating the most?
What Niner skating the most?
That's an interesting question.
All right, but wait till you hear his answer.
Okay.
Mine was Bosa, and he felt like Bosa's been getting criticized, but I just felt like Bosa.
I was thinking Bosa until we had Ben Solak, and he said Bosa's actually having a pretty good year.
He is.
Huh? So I wouldn't say Bosa.
But it's not about Ben.
It's about Brock Purdy. I'd say Brock.
I'm flabbergasted.
He's a quarterback of a 2-3 team.
Why do you say that, though?
That's why.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's a little.
No, you said in the money times they haven't got to let him down.
That's lacking a little juice.
This is what he said. He had two game-winning drive opportunities, and they haven't come through on offense.
Yeah.
Now, I also said...
He's not skating. I think he's been one of the best players. Like, is he playing up to last year's standards? No.
Well, Barter can't be criticized. Mason can't really be criticized because they're having good years, right?
Mason fumbled the eight. If he doesn't fumble, they win the game.
Steiny, we were just saying how great Brock was playing before.
I said he hasn't risen to the moment. But then I've also said, like, what does he want to do? Carry the ball down to Ronnie Bell and hand it to him? Like, that's the thing about football.
Right. Yeah,
like that entire Rams game, would you consider that rising to the moment, considering it was the moment that everyone told him he had no opportunity to even try to rise to? In other words, you're told for 2 years, you can't play without Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel and George Kittle, and then you go out there, and I, frankly, in my opinion, that game, he balled out.
Which one?
The Juwan Jennings game.
The Rams? Was that the Rams?
He balled out. Balled out.
I think he's been all right.
Okay.
I think he's been all right. Like, he wasn't great. He wasn't great against the Vikings.
No. And he wasn't great against the Cardinals.
Yeah. That's all.
It was fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, if you
I don't know how I'm going.
He doesn't agree with
him.
I'm out.
But you're making his hand.
Diz doesn't want to criticize anybody.
I'm the only guy.
You're listening. You're listening, Dibs. You're listening to 95.7 The Game.
You're listening.
You really are. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live. On the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. You know what they're powered by. First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to take a playoff. Because, based on the way you did that, it has me feeling some kind of way. And if I was to clap back at that now I'm the mean guy. And I'm the bad guy. Like yesterday, I was pretty mean spirited.
Guru and I talked about that.
Oh, stop! Why are you making stuff up, man?
Well, Guru talked to me about that.
Yeah, because he needs to throw an Afghan on both of your laps to make himself feel better.
No doubt about
and for
it.
You to say that I don't criticize, I'm the only one after about 10 o'clock who does criticize.
Wow!
There you have it, and that's a rat-a-tat-tat at all three of you.
No, Grandy, and
the director of sports as well.
He comes down my road for takes. I'm like, you got to have one. I have one. I can't come down here.
This guy's right on it on the text line.
What's that?
Comcast Business text line. That's what Steiny means. You guys are brushing off Brock Purdy like he's perfect.
No, he's not.
Nobody's doing that. The correct answer to
who is escaping criticism is Trent Williams.
Thank you. Well, that's exactly right.
Well, you can't know.
That's
you said
the correct
Brock,
answer.
But that was
put your hands down.
No, I won't put my hands
Why?
Down.
Why? Why are your arms
you
out?
You don't get to do the touchdown symbol.
What are you doing?
No, I'll tell you why. Is because before I gave the Brock Purdy answer, I made a point to say, well, the guy who skates is the guy who skates all the time, and that's Trent Williams. But outside Trent Williams,
back
I'd
that
say
thing
Purdy.
Up. It, he doesn't skate all the time. But if you look at this year, we go back to the, and you were talking about it yesterday on the Mason fumble where he was just straight up chilling.
That was you.
And
I'm glad
then,
you draw it to my attention.
He was chilling after missing
a
block.
He's a big guy.
Dude, and what's funny is watch George Kittle in that play.
George Kittle's
looking down the field into the end zone like, oh, yeah, I think I know that guy in the fourth row. Is that my uncle's aunt's nanny's brother's next-door neighbor?
And then he gets tattooed.
And meanwhile, the ball is
by Trent's guy.
I saw it.
He got lit up.
Trent Williams is the answer because I sat here for an entire month going, he's going to sign. And he did. But if that was strategic, that I'm 36, we're not worried about camp, you waited a week too long. You waited a week too long. Whatever game was being played,
but
I don't know what was being played.
If you say Trent, then you're saying I'm taking it as he's the reason they're 9 for 22 in the red zone.
I'm looking at the worst component of this team right now is
the defense.
There is no the reason.
Yes.
There's a truckload of reasons.
Remember I said that too earlier.
There's a truckload of reasons. And a bunch of people get to have fingers pointed at them or whatever. That's how it works in sports when you have a losing record.
And I don't think that's a good thing that it's a plethora of things to choose from.
Of course not. Of course not. I mean, one of the things we're going to play with today is, and wonder what you two think. I mean, I wonder if it's fair that we expected no drop-off from this roster. When I hear people refer to the roster, they sound exactly the same as they did last year. The roster, the roster, the roster's the best. Well, the roster's completely different. I'm not saying it doesn't have enough good players, but we're looking at a roster that has no Dre Greenlaw and has been replaced by a guy who is playing horrible football right now. That's a big deal.
What's his name?
Devondre Campbell.
Thank you.
Eric Armstead's not on the roster. Javon Hargrave.
Well, he was the whipping boy when he was here.
Right? But he's not there. Javon Hargrave is gone. Charvarius Ward, much lesser version of himself. Ayuk and Trent for at least the first few games. Lesser versions of themselves. Christian McCaffrey, not here.
Debo.
Debo missed a game. Kittle missed a game. Both of them battling injuries the entire time. Why do we expect the roster to play exactly the same? They're not the same.
We expect it probably because of Kyle Shanahan and his reputation.
But Kyle's previous rosters didn't play as well as last year. We didn't think that they were as good. So it can't just be Kyle.
No, again, I was just giving you an answer.
And I'm not suggesting that they don't still have enough or any of that. I'm not saying that. They clearly still have a lot of good players.
But when you say the roster at any point is the best, that means it has depth. And that's why I did when in the Super Bowl, Dre Greenlaw, I think I was the only one worried about, oh boy, how are they going to replace him? And that was from emotional. I was like, okay, on the field, they could do it. They haven't done it, so that's glaring. But when you got Warner, Bosa, the new, let's put the right on the table, superstar and Brock Purdy, the hotshot quarterback, Debo Samuel and a $30 million receiver who held out and every outlet, like that should be to your, that should be, and Kittle, that should be enough.
But that's not the way football teams are built. Like when we do the defense and we go, when you got Warner and Bosa, and
that's, you need another nine
what
players.
What else do you have on defense right now?
But see, why are we now asking that question, though, Hillard? What about Lenore? What about, I thought he was the next.
What about Lenore? Lenore's playing well.
Yeah, no, what about Ward?
Gibbons and Floyd.
Okay. Ward is hurt. I'm sorry. And
Jair Brown.
Is he hurting the team by playing hurt?
And Mustafa, Renardo Green.
I don't know what the next option
see
is.
See that and that.
I don't know if like Yadam is not very good. Green is just that. He's Green. I don't know. But they like it's not, and again, I'm not saying they don't have enough to have improved. I firmly believe they should be 4-1. But
we should have thought this coming as much.
Well, some sort of an adjustment of the assessment of the team. It's not as good of a roster. We could have hoped for it to be. You hope Devondre Campbell comes in and
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Plays well? He hasn't. He's not very good. And he probably should be benched.
Now I got to leave you with this.
For who?
D. Winters.
Who's hurt? Who can't make it through an entire game. Mm. So, and I think that speaks to your point about the roster.
He's not hurt now. He's not even on the injury report for tomorrow night.
I know, but he played, 15 snaps last game?
I'd like to see him start tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I don't like him. You know why?
Why?
Because I'll tell you why. It's because he was the guy who did lay a nice hit on a Cardinal player and celebrated. after he got a first down. The guy had a first down. You don't celebrate on that. I'm done with him. That's just like you with IU.
Saying Lenore's not playing well, Willard. The 3-8-2.
Who said that? The 3-8-2 Lenore is by far been their best defensive back. Not even close.
Dibs?
Come at me.
No?
We called this offense the Avengers.
I think that Christian McCaffrey's absence, there's a ripple effect we didn't take into consideration. And as good as, like, look, Mason feels like he's getting the same yards as McCaffrey got. But something's really different. And I'm asking you what it is with the threat McCaffrey was in this pre-snap stuff versus Jordan Mason, who's more of a traditional running back. Like, there's a compensation you got to make there, right?
Right, and Kyle's not making it because he is not, I don't think that he is adjusting his offense accordingly. And if you watch when they have Jordan Mason on the field, you have a lot more of Juszczyk in as a second tight end, and they put him on the line of scrimmage because Jordan Mason likes to run a lot more single back, and we'll have Greg Cosell today in about an hour, and we'll get into more of it with him, the king of NFL films, and we'll break down the run game. The other piece of it is in the red zone.
Right.
McCaffrey is such a great red zone threat because you can hand it to him, you can throw it to him in the backfield, you can throw it to him as an inline, you know, slot guy and whatnot, and when you don't have that, you need to make the adjustment, and they have not made the adjustment by using Debo in that role.
Man.
Or like the one time they scored in the red zone, they went 22 personnel and they had Saubert out wide and they had Kittle in the slot and you had Mason. You had a very unique approach. You had a unique formation with two tight ends and two running backs and you went empty. I don't think that Kyle Shanahan has been that creative in the red zone with who he has. That's been my read.
And I feel like who he has is a lot, even though I understand
it should
how
be
great
enough, right?
McCaffrey is. But Kittle, who I think could always do more, you got a $30 million receiver, Debo, and this young running, this young bull
the
ball.
It's plenty to
and
to
Purdy.
Look, no, it's plenty to look at the Niners right now and say you should be better. And yes, you at minimum, you should be 4-1. I don't think that that's necessarily the bar that we've set. That's not the way we assess this team. We assess this team as if they should beat everybody 31-13.
So who's coming through that door? If it's not Greenlaw or McCaffrey, and it can be them, it may not, then is this who they really are, especially defensively?
Well, I still don't even know exactly what this is.
Ooh,
I
mean, like, it's not good.
Well, it's not good enough, but I also don't know if right now, and this is where I'll duck after I say it. Their record is not, in my opinion, reflective of their abilities. We were in the other room going through all the 2 and 3 teams.
Well, who give me some?
They're not even on the same stratosphere as all the other 2 and 3.
They're the
teams.
Best of the 2 and 3
okay,
teams.
Right,
no,
right.
And it's not close.
But they deserve a 2 and 3 record.
Agreed.
They earned that.
You are what your record says.
But now we're going back to yesterday and the definition of the word deserve.
Well,
that's a really tough word for me. What does that mean?
Well, yes, on paper, you think they'd be better than 2 or 3.
They are 2 and 3. There's not a human being who watched the Rams and Cardinals games and thinks that the Niners should have lost. They should not have lost.
You were up 13.
Right. They did.
Right.
And so eat it.
But nobody. Right. But and I talk about this a lot.
But they should be 4-1. In my mind. And I'm not afraid of that statement. I know some people get all, you are what? Whatever,
nobody,
dude. You should be 4-1.
Sure.
I
should be 6'1".
Oh,
no,
look at
you shouldn't be.
Both my brothers are.
But your parents weren't.
It doesn't matter. But I should be.
No.
I deserve to be.
Ah.
My grandpa was 6'4".
I don't like deserve.
It's nor do I like you should be 4-1. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm 5'8". And deal with it, and they're 2 and 3, and that's life.
Yeah, no one's saying they aren't 2 and 3. They are.
No one's saying I'm not 5'8", although I might be 5'7½.
And they are dealing with it.
And I have for years now.
And I'm not using the word deserve. They don't deserve to be 4-1. They don't.
They should be.
They should be.
What's the difference between should and deserve?
A lot.
We can get into it.
Yeah. Should and deserve, those are two totally different definitions.
To me, they both are on the spectrum of weakness because you are 2 and 3, and that's what you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
but that's also black and white thinking. And you and I have been around
the standings. We have been, and we will again.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's move on to your show.
How do you feel about our roster?
That's good.
Well, this is always my favorite because it's always so awkward.
It's 2:13 for him. Yeah,
because he hasn't found a way to get out.
Greg Cosell at 3:30.
I can't wait.
Where?
On 95.7,
You're
game.
You're welcome.
But not at 3:30.
3:15.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.